All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Balls in your court. If you heard every third word of that conversation while the intro was playing,
you haven't figured out how to mute us for the intro?
I don't have the board.
I am in control of the board.
Why don't you just lay a different intro over the old intro and bleep us out?
Take
with the new intro.
All intros, layer them over each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a symphony of intros.
Play all
just
nation
hit all the
intros.
Buttons at once.
Yeah.
Like, take every podcast we've ever done, overlay them on top of each other, and you can listen to all 600 episodes in 1 hour.
Like Beatles.
Yeah, here we go. Mega intro.
You're listening to
I hate to break
radio.
The fishing news up, Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak
you're
about
you're listening
the
to Breach Nation Radio. You're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life. A member of the. You're listening.
That was actually kind of funny.
There you go.
Could you imagine if it like meshed together and had made a perfect song or something like that? That'd be so sick. We're like, oh my God, we're Charlie Puth. We're so good right now. We can make
Charlie
so much music.
Have you ever seen
his
switch?
His Instagram videos are so hot right now. He just can make songs just without even trying.
TikTok. He's got perfect pitch.
I was going to say, though, I love that Christopher Chalmers is an Instagram Reels guy because those Charlie Puth videos were big on TikTok like 9 months ago.
Yeah. It does.
Here we go.
It does take a minute to go from TikTok to Reels.
Yeah.
Just if you could picture him with his handkerchief and his monocle going, oh my God. Chalmers. That was so TikTok so 9 months ago.
I
saw it 9 months ago, but it just got triggered in my memory.
The Instagram reels for Oilers Nation are just us right now being like, fuck, this 16 game heater might never end. We're cooking.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah. So during the intro, I asked JR.
No, Instagram reels are so sophisticated. It's actually real time. I'm waving right now live on reels.
I looked at JR and I said, hey, I called you last night. And he gave me shit for calling him so late, 9:30. That's when night owls like me, that's when we do our best work. That's when we send the most text.
Send me an email.
So he said, well, I forgot that you called until right this moment. And you know what that gives me? The upper hand.
Incorrect.
Nope. Amazing. I'm the man in power right now. I reached out to you. You haven't reached back. And so you should start with, I'm sorry. That would be a good start.
Who answers their phone?
Everybody. Well, people who are up and doing stuff.
Do you talk on your phone a lot?
Yeah, because I'm always thinking maybe I want a contest.
And that's how they'll contact
that's
you
when
by
they
phone.
Call you?
So you answer every number that
Power 92
you?
Plays today's best music. Now show me my money.
You still remember that?
Of course.
Can't you?
My sister used to call from work. She used to sit there and just call. Power 92. If you answered the phone, that was the one where if you answered the phone that way, right?
Yep.
And you said that.
And you had to put on your voice recording or your voicemail.
Do you know which one she did? And she got through like a bunch of times is they would play like a 1 second clip one day and somebody would try to guess the song.
On the bear.
And then the next day it would be a 2 second clip. Do they still do that?
Yeah, they do it on play.
And then it would get up to like a 10 second clip. But every day the money would go down, but the time would get higher. She's calling for that all the time. That's funny.
I've won a bunch of giveaways at liquor stores. If I go into a liquor store, I'm entering the giveaways and I've won so much shit over the years. So you never know.
I just ask for free stuff.
And do they phone you when you win?
Yeah, they call.
I know you guys are in an office building here and you guys have like an office setting, but you have a TV and you have other things. But remember when you used to walk into like any office, a dentist, they'd always have like a radio playing on a like a boom box, right?
Yeah.
They still do that?
They should.
Or is it now like
it's called satellite radio?
Yeah.
Or the receptionist Spotify. Just has AirPods in.
Yeah. How can a receptionist do her job with earpods in though?
Listen to music. Yeah. Not answering the phone.
I was going to say, not like a great receptionist.
Sign we language. Saw Facebook glasses for the first time. You ever heard of these?
With the Ray-Bans?
Ray-Ban deals?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, man. It's the future.
Are they like...
I need to play with them a little more.
I would love to play with them.
The fact that you can listen and no one else can hear it.
So you put them on. You can play a... Who is able to hear it but you.
Because it like vibrates off your bone or something.
However Zuckerberg's doing it is beyond our power. Because
it's the same way the underwater headphones work.
Oh, God damn it. And you're like, hey, Meta, take a photo. Oh, well, God
damn it. Are we recording?
What? Does this mean the computers?
What do you mean you don't answer your phone?
Of course, when I'm working. But even still, it's
probably if you ask me what my job is today, I would be like being on the phone.
Yeah. You calling people.
Yeah.
During about work stuff, so they have to answer.
Yeah.
You got to answer.
I got a lot of calls in the evening.
It's a risky bit of business not answering your phone because if you're sitting in your truck or your car and somebody calls you and you're like, I don't really feel like it. Isn't the first thing that goes through your mind, do you think they just saw me and that's why they're calling me?
We've like, done this just, on the pod before.
We have done this?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to answer your phone.
Man, you can't live life in paranoia, bro.
I like calling people or getting calls because it makes my drive home go fast.
Me too.
Well, I'll call people. Like, that's when I think most of calling people is when I'm driving.
But if you're always on the phone, the likelihood you're going to have a second phone call is zero. I feel like in 2024, you don't go like, oh, let me go. The person I'm talking to, or the other person.
Have you guys noticed this new thing with your iPhones where...
Hold on now.
Something is fucked up.
Put your hand in the air and break your wrist.
Tyler says he isn't working.
We are having some serious
working the board and having audio issues.
Well, so the thing is, like, I always have a backup recording going, and the backup recording has never stopped. The main recording keeps stopping.
Yeah, so all these stops and starts of us going, oh shit, they're gonna hear it all.
Yeah, I think so because I think I'll probably just use the backup recording today.
That's cool.
Have you guys noticed with your phone when somebody calls and then it goes to voicemail, you can still answer it during the voicemail message?
Yeah, that's
as they're hearing it.
Yeah,
is that a new thing?
Yeah, dude.
And now you can
play it right from.
Well, I'll get it scribed to me while it's being recorded. Yes.
But then it doesn't.
Yes.
Then you have to actually go in though to delete it. So even if you read the text and you're like, okay, that's who that's from, it doesn't like go away. You still have the one or the two. You got to still deal with it.
It really is wild that people are putting their time and effort into voicemail.
Okay, 2024. Who leaves a voicemail?
That's Jared, what I mean.
Sales guy Jared.
Oh, sales guy Jared. I've been in the old car soul. With him when he's left voicemails, and it makes me mad. I'm just like, Jared, just text him. Like,
sales guy Jared always leaves voicemails.
And he does it like, hey, Jared here. And it's like, yeah, they're going to see you called. It's like he calls
always
like
Jared.
Calls you, and it's like, yeah, man, BM will know it's you by your voice. You don't have to say, hey, it's Jared.
So he never leaves voicemails with me. I think I've set boundaries.
It's an Asian thing I was calling you about last night. 9:30 last night.
Yeah.
Nation watch party on Saturday at Greta.
Yeah.
For the
Logan Hunter Memorial.
Beautiful.
Foundation.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good game.
Are you trying to sell me on the event?
No, are you coming?
Oh.
That's part one.
Yeah, I'm coming. I don't know if I'll be there for the start, though.
That's fine. It's Mike Fugelberg's birthday on Sunday.
Yes, the 7th.
So I have talked them all into coming.
Oh, nice. To Greta. Okay, more reason than so I got to be there.
That's why I was calling.
Yeah. Well, no.
So you can ease your mind now. It wasn't that important. But
very rarely miss an event.
Chalmers is saying he doesn't know how to buy tickets. I'm telling you, the listener, it's as easy as going to nationgear.ca and clicking the events tab.
Yeah, Chalmers is going to drop $60-$80 of cash on the table.
Oh, and just say, somebody else do it.
So I'm going to go to the event. How do I buy tickets? Like, oh my God.
No, you guys, you know what? Life was a lot easier back then when I could just put $80 on the table and just hope that it finds its way to where it needs to be and that I can just walk in the door without a hassle.
Buddy, your computer or your phone remembers your credit card information. Mm-hmm. You literally go to the site, click, click, everything gets populated, click, buy.
Then you get an email saying, here are your tickets.
Yeah.
So just like everything else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a professional event. Amazing.
How's your guys' trip to Moose Jaw? What the hell's going on? It's nice to see you.
The Moose Jaw Warriors are going on.
Yeah, they're going on a heater.
They're 3-0 now after a domination in Brandon last
Welcome
night.
To the Furcus Circus.
We are... Oh, fuck, I meant to wear the shirt today. Damn it.
You have a Furcus Circus shirt?
Yeah.
Wanye bought us
the best.
That's sick.
Moose Jaw Warriors are top of the pops.
Yeah.
Potentially the greatest warrior of the modern age is playing right now.
Yeah.
You can make a strong case.
And he does not look like a hockey player, but no, he is a hockey player.
Which one of the three are you talking about?
Furcus.
Oh, you are Furcus? Yeah.
He's shattering records.
Yeah. Savoy looked good.
Yeah.
Dentimate Tkachuk, he's legit.
What was the barn like? What was the atmosphere like?
You know what? Popping.
Pretty good.
It was popping.
It was good.
People got their towels.
Yep.
What's capacity?
5,000.
So close-ish. Yeah.
38.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah. Didn't win the 50-50, though. No. I had high hopes.
Hungry, hungry hippos at intermission. Very well played.
Oh, actually, that's a fun thing.
How do you do that?
So, like, you know, you like roll under a car on one of those things. So they brought out four of those with laundry baskets and put a bunch of balls in the middle, and then they were hippos and they had to drag them back.
Over. Yeah.
That's good, wholesome fun.
That is very fun.
Chuck a puck or no chuck a puck?
No chuck a puck.
They didn't have chuck a puck.
No. No, hungry hippos.
Entered a draw to win a sign. Didn't get that.
Damn it. What sign?
It was a wood carved Moose Jaw Warriors 40th anniversary sign.
Yeah. Ooh.
Was cool.
Went to the casino.
How'd that go?
Poorly.
Oh.
But
what?
I always feel like if you go to somewhere like Moose Jaw and you lose your money, the money goes directly into the community. Yes. Like they just take the money out of the casino.
Oh, so that makes you feel better?
To the children's hospital and with $80 and they're waving the
cause.
Yeah. So I'm always like, well, I lost, but I'm supporting the cause.
I robbed the cause for $35.
Oh.
You finished up $35
after like 2 hours of blackjack.
We had a guy come
play. You cash that out. You didn't just like throw it down on one hand and
that's
just
what I'm saying.
Wait till you lose.
Because it was getting, I don't know. All of a sudden our table got ransacked by like a bunch of 19-year-olds.
We went, sorry to interrupt. I'm like, we went stone cold. Let me just interject. Like,
you're going to not know to play here. I'm out.
We were winning.
Yes.
And then they showed up.
And then Menudo showed up.
Oh, the coolers.
And they were like, here's the deal. Hitting on 20 is fun. And all the friends are like, yeah. And
I'm
like,
there's some weird anchor calls.
Super old guy on the anchor who's suspicious of everyone. That's who you want to be your anchor.
He was great.
You want the last line of defense.
He would fall to be the sword guy.
Yes.
The table.
God, I have loved playing.
Kids come, sits on the other side of him.
Yes.
So this guy's anchor, there's an empty seat, goes around and declares himself new anchor. What on earth?
Yeah.
So. See, that's when you need the old vet. That's going to just teach these kids a lesson.
That was the anchor.
But why didn't he do anything about it?
Because he looked around and left.
Yeah, and then he left. And then
I have been
down that he came back. And I think we started winning again. He was very calm.
I've been witness to very many old anchors, vet, who just like will not bite their tongue when they see something going wrong. Yeah. And I appreciate the shit out of it because I like to consider myself to be somebody who's going to play by the rules. I push them a little bit. I will hit on a 17. I will.
You'll hit on
what?
A
I will.
It like depends. A hard or a soft 17?
What the fuck?
Oh, definitely. Oh, soft always. Well,
but that's fine.
Hard. No, but hard. It depends. It depends.
Oh, no. So you're an idiot.
King 7?
Yeah.
No, if they're showing a 10, I will sometimes hit on a 17 and a 7 because
Chalmers,
I got the knowledge up here.
Not tap your own
hands. All you need is a low high and you're good.
Right. But I like to play. I like to double down. I like to play a little risky.
I didn't double down on what?
Listen to this. Three shoes. I didn't get a single double down hand.
No.
No blackjacks, no double down hand. Three full shoes. You never see that.
You split aces?
Yeah.
Oof.
Depends against what you're looking at.
Depends on feeling.
If it's not against
a 10.
I usually don't split twos.
I was going to say you never split a winning hand, but I think if you have twos, you're not winning.
Yeah, I always like to live with the assumption the next card coming's a 10. So like splitting twos, it's like, what, am I going to give myself two 12s eventually? That sucks. It's worse.
50%, 50-50, do you hit on 16
Depends what the dealer has.
Yeah,
what, right. So if the dealer has like a 7.
Yes.
Hit. Yeah.
And if the dealer has a bus card, you wait.
It all depends on how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling like very cautious.
Now, how mad do you get the other people at the table when they fuck up? That's the real question.
No, see, that's not it.
You've got to get mad.
He can't get mad.
No, it's not. But it's not about. But it's not about fucking up. It's about staying consistent. If you do it once, don't just change your mind every single time.
Yes.
Stay consistent. We've talked about this.
I had a moment. I've been in a casino in a while, but the last time I was there, there was someone who came and sat at this table, and it was just me and another guy. We didn't know each other, but it was going pretty well. This guy came and sat down and he played, you know, 3-4 hands, playing table minimum, which is cool. You can do that. But then you just can't be an idiot. And he would sit there, and if he lost a hand, the next one he'd go, I'm going to sit this one out.
Oh.
And he wouldn't play it. And it was like, dude, no.
No, man.
Bad form. You're either in or you're out.
Bad form.
Bad form.
What a goof.
Yeah, that's bad.
And you do not replace the anchor unless you're like the inventor of blackjack.
Yeah, and you can't be an anchor if you're going to play like
a moron
minimums or even like 10. If it's a $10 hand and you're playing 10, at most 20, you can't be the anchor because
you can be if you play smart.
If you're
willing to take the bullets.
Okay. So you've got somebody in the set in the two seat.
Yeah.
And they've got a $50 to $100 bet, let's say.
Yeah.
And they are in a position right now where they are looking good.
Yeah.
And you have a $10 bet down. You have to be smart about that.
But like that's why I love.
But if you're the anchor, you have to follow the anchor code.
And that's why I love being the anchor, because if I'm playing like 20, 25 bucks and there's people at the table playing like 100, 150, if you're a good anchor and you help them out, you're usually drinking for free that night. They're usually keeping you pretty stocked up and it's good vibes at the table because this guy's winning a shitload of money.
There's nothing better than an anchor taking one right in the nuts of the team and everyone wins.
And like, hey, if I'm sacrificing my, you know, $15, $20 hand.
Yeah, but the worst is when you take that card. And you bust and everybody else like, well, thank you. And then it still comes up and you're like
taking the card because you should.
Yeah, no, you should.
He's not hitting on 17.
You're not actually sacrificing anything. You're just playing the odds properly.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. It's all a feel game. It's a gut game.
So anyways, I didn't lose it all, but I kept $40. And that was my trick at the casino, Chalmers, is you leave with money. And then you're like, how did you do last night? And you're like, well, I didn't do terrible. I still have $40. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you brought.
I can't. It's impossible. If I go in there with like 200 budget and I spend it and I have 40 walking out of the casino, I'm throwing that thing right on red.
No way.
I'd rather walk out with zero.
Yeah, me too.
Or try to get it to 80 and then get another drink because daddy's going back to the table.
Then you go to guac.
If I spend 200 bucks or something, I'm either walking out with 1,000 or zero. I don't like walking out with just like 50 bucks.
If I can double my money, and especially if I double it fast enough, I like getting the hell out of there, going to get a beer. Just a quick double up.
And
then done for the night.
Oh, that I like
discipline.
Next morning, go for brunch. I didn't get it all, casino.
And then you can just pretend like, again, if you went in with 200, walked out with just kept 40, you can just be like, it was a $200 brunch. You can justify it.
We should go to the casino right now.
It's pretty fun.
What's the closest one?
Please don't tell me.
Playoffs, post-playoff
games. One in the arena.
Speaking of playoffs.
3 hours a day only on game days.
Is that what it is?
No, but it's ridiculous.
Speaking of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Are we scared of Dallas all of a sudden?
Well,
I mean, I was, but my God. Last night, we ran into a hot tendy.
Yep. Babe, you know what? You know, our hockey talk is brought to you by our friends over at Bet99. Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99 with things like same game parlays, player props, and flash bet markets. 19 plus, play responsibly, not available to persons in Ontario. If you had Oilers money line yesterday, didn't go great for you, but Dallas, yes, Chalmers, they're good.
It happened quick. The game was tight.
Under 6 minutes.
The shots were 24-12 at one point.
But it was weird. We were out shooting them, but it felt like they were out shooting us.
There was a lot of one and dones. Oilers didn't play with any urgency. Like
Dallas was all high danger, and Calvin Pickard was trying his ass off.
Oh, yeah.
But the minute the levees broke, it was over.
The Oilers had a lot of perimeter shots. No one going to the net, cash in the garbage. It was just a lot of...
That end of the second. See, I'm not going to get too overreactive about this game because you're allowed to have a down game every so often.
Yeah. But this was a measuring game.
I know, but the one thing I did want to see is like that last 5 minutes, last 7 minutes of the second period was atrocious. Like it was just not fun at all.
Yep.
You go into the room and you think this is a potential playoff matchup that we have. Okay. And we could find ourselves in this position. So The chances of us winning this game right now, not really high, but at least let's figure out what we can do mentally to go back out there.
Win the period.
And try and change, like get out of this funk, because that can happen in a playoff game. If you find yourself with the, kind of the vibes not going right, the game script's not happening, and you're finished the second period and you're down 3-0, let's say, not five, let's just say it's 2 or 3. You have to be able to fight out of that. And that was an opportunity to go into that room and regain that fight, like really figure it out. When they came out in the third, did they come out much stronger? Little bit.
Well,
but Ottinger, he just demoralized them kind of at every turn.
A lot of posts, a lot of good saves.
We couldn't get the puck out of our own zone at times.
No, we love giving it back.
Their forecheck was absolutely killing us.
Well, and those were too cute by half, right? Like they were trying to make cross ice passes when a simple outlet would have been sufficient. Like,
so there's a learning lesson. Yeah. Against some other teams, we can be cute. We, you know, yeah. Leon can sauce a backhand from one end of the ice to the other. Mm-hmm. But against teams like that, that are going to be gritty, super good. And especially when the intensity ramps up in the playoffs, we got to find a different way. Like you have to be able to adapt in that moment.
Yep.
I don't know that we saw that. I hope they learned those lessons. I mean, whatever. This is a long week. Still got 2 more games.
It was a late start.
So I accidentally locked eyes with Tyler there and I saw a deep abyss.
I saw that too. I saw his reaction to what you're, and I couldn't see your face.
I was like, is he hopeless? What's the face he's making?
No, I'm not hopeless.
Murderous rage.
Oh, that's good. You thought about
it. I just
it.
Really don't think they're as good as Dallas, and that's kind of concerning.
Oh, no, it's super concerning. Like, Dallas.
They got a better goalie, they got a better blue line, and they have 4 lines that'll just hammer you. Like they're fast and physical.
Why didn't we go all
okay? But the other thing that pisses me off is like when you look at the Oilers in the bottom six, it's like Evander Kane can be that guy. Ryan McLeod can skate. Warren Fogle can skate.
I thought they played well
on the fourth line. Like Connor Brown can skate. Matthias Janmark can skate, and yet they just play soft.
Yeah,
and Evander Kane sometimes it comes and goes. Fogle it comes and goes. I mean Ryan McLeod. Whatever, that's where I'm hopeless, is him ever having a physical shift in his life.
But. Well, no, he's not physical. What's our season? Do we play 4 times or 3 times?
3 times.
And they're 2-1.
Yes, we beat him in OT.
Janmark played golf with Tony Romo.
I saw that.
Yep. He doesn't have to answer to anybody.
Ugh. You think about that?
But the Romo.
Romo wasn't built in a day. Gene, that was awful.
That was a bad one.
That was awful.
Rare miss. On a goddamn
it
team.
Was awful. He goes, he said he played golf with him, but he didn't play that good that day. But don't worry.
Something.
Romo.
When he gets a night off to like that and get one on a tee, like, Gene,
you take
good
it.
For you, man.
Yeah, knowing what I know about the media, Gene pays for all those props himself. Every episode. You think those outfits are free?
What was with that dude pushing them too?
Won't push Gene.
Yeah,
it'd be part of the bit.
Yeah, I know it's part of the bit. I think
he's starting to get a budget now. Maybe $5,000 for
bringing in friends.
I didn't turn it on until right at puck drop because I was watching the Blue Jays, so I missed Gene.
The start time yesterday was so arbitrary again. It's just a horrendous thing to ask.
Say
people.
It's an 8 o'clock start.
Just be consistent.
That's fine.
Or just do what Major League Baseball does. Like again, there's a script that the in arena like operations has that says like. Anthems, players, blah, blah, blah. Puck drop 7:37 or last night, puck drop 7:52. Because all the Oilers games that have been 7:52 or 6:52 or whatever time zone you're in, it's the Wednesday national broadcast. They're always at 52. So why don't just put on the schedule that it starts?
Because then there's all these, it's like every game now is something. It's harmonica awareness night or some bullshit. And then they're like, everybody sit here and listen for 20 minutes as the history of the harmonica is read to us by a World War I veteran who's 117 with advanced dementia.
18 people come out for puck drop.
Yeah. You're like, oh, great. You're like, there's a little known tribe. I feel like when you look at how many events there are before games now, is there just every single game there's going to be something going forward? Like the intermissions are so sad now on Oilers games.
Yeah, I don't love. I mean, I get that it's like the community foundation or whatever, but every intermission, you're right. There's like a 7 minute
so
like
sad, man.
These dogs are dying. And it's
And like, don't you understand what happened to the flowers or whatever the crisis is? And like, I get what they're doing. I understand that it motivates the generous spirit of Oilers fans to buy more 50-50. But it's such a downer every game, man. Man, oh, man.
They've killed the 50-50 for me.
Why?
They've I don't know.
I don't
taking
like
it out of the arena.
I think they should. I think they should run two separate 50-50s.
Global 50-50.
Someone viewer 50-50. And like have it so, and I don't like how they extend it over multiple days. Like it should, the winner should be announced that day.
It's kind of like,
it loses the luster.
Even when they were down in a game and they would announce the 50-50 and you see everybody check their tickets.
And then one guy pretend.
That shit got us through the decade of darkness.
But like that should be an in-game experience and there also should be a viewer. Like keep like as inclusive as possible. But like you should have a winner that day. Like I remember I went to go buy one and the guy's like, oh yeah, and the two early draws are already done. I'm like, what? So what am I buying?
How much was the 50-50 in Moose Jaw?
The way that
you could buy $50 up to like it was
50 tickets, $50.
50, yeah, 50 for 50.
Let me guess. Sheet like
total
Santa's
was
list.
15 grand.
That's fucking electric.
Were they? I think they were in the 20s.
Oh, yeah, 2021.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Moose Jaw's mini Edmonton, man. These are our people.
Was,
we love them.
It was
them.
A decent chunk of change given it was only 5,000 people. So I just, there's a take it. I don't like what they've done.
No, with 50%. I agree. I bought like, some at the Buffalo Sabres game and they were like, yeah, just make sure you keep your tickets for the draw in 4 days.
Yeah,
like,
in 4 days. I'm like, oh what? My God, who's got, like, who, no.
How am I going to remember to do that?
You've killed the spirit of the 50.
Then they bring in all the winners and they handle like 83 million in chess. Yeah.
Like do a 50-50 for, like,
you know, this isn't going to happen in the middle of the third again and we're not all going to go look at them?
No, because you're going to lose your ticket and forget to look in the draw 4 days from now.
Yeah, go online and look get you. To see if your name was announced. Like, what?
My dad used to buy 50-50 every Oilers game I went to as a kid.
And I just buy.
Since Rogers, he's never bought.
See, I want security to walk me out. Yes. I want to see the basement of Rogers.
I want two hand sacks pay. Of money that yep. are like cartoon
with the
bags.
Dollar. Should have yeah. dollar. They should still offer that in-game. Mm-hmm. And then have a TV one. And you can have the option to join the like live TV one. But
now
still,
I'm thinking about...
The winner should be announced that night.
At Rexall Place, when you would have somebody who would win the 50-50 and you see them sprinting because they had to get to the other side of the arena within 15
right
minutes.
There,
or
you that person.
You have 6 minutes and 4 seconds to get to like, section 110. I used to think about that when I was a little kid. I was like, boy, what if you don't get there? Like,
sorry. I loved it when people would pretend to win and then everyone around them would be like, ah, ha, ha, there's no way Tony won or whatever.
I had a buddy do that at Big Valley one time in the middle of a big crowd that they won the 50-50. And then he was doing the thing and everyone's like, yay. And he goes, I'm lying. And then everyone booed him. Great.
You're on their shoulders.
Yeah. I don't buy 50-50s anymore. I bet it did a Moose Jaw because I knew it was going to get announced that game.
You're going to have that moment. That moment of
the chance of that moment.
Somebody got the moment.
Well, like, I mean the moment of the anticipation of like, oh,
yes.
Come on. And then you have a C number and the announcer goes B and you're like, fuck.
Hey, remember they used to play the announcement. If the Oilers are having a shitty game, they delay the announcement so you stayed in your seats.
Yeah, man.
Like that's what the 50-50 is.
You stay till you knew if you won 50-50, yep, then exactly. You left. Because if you left, you couldn't win.
That's right.
And now there's no reason to stay at games. I leave with 18 minutes left in the third if I want to.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I don't do that.
Okay, good.
I got the 50-50 to crew game. It was like $585. I was like, see, this is reasonable. This is, I mean, you win, you're happy, but you don't break even on the night.
What would you do if you won like the 200? Like, let's say, what's an average 50-50 these days?
Like $1 million,
$2 million.
If you want, would you immediately hop on a jet that night with your friends?
No.
Straight to Mexico for 7 days? That's what we've always said we would do.
Jet to Mexico?
No, we were just like all inclusive. You'd pick five of your buddies and you'd be like, okay, five of us, we're going.
It's always been like a jet to Vegas.
Well, Vegas, Mexico. I just picked a place. What's wrong with you? So dismissive.
Well, I wonder what is the first thing I'd do?
Wake up in the morning, call whoever you need to call, tell them, don't expect to see me for 7 straight days.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a word.
You wouldn't?
No.
But it's like that meme. But there'd
good
be signs.
Luck.
There'd be signs.
Oh yeah.
All of a sudden old Bagmo's got a nice pair of kicks on. They're fresh.
My teeth would look like sandpaper. Just kidding.
Chalmers would have veneers. I'm never brushing again.
Yeah. No, I'd swear to God, man. I'd be like, I'd take half of it and I'd immediately call a banker and I'd say, do something with this.
Smart.
And then I'd take like
you gotta blow some.
5% of it, and I would be like, we are having a week.
I'm spending
and if it turns into 2 weeks, that is just what we're gonna do.
Yeah. What's 5% of a million?
50 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grand scheme of things, that's nothing. And it's tax-free money, so it's like you won two, right? That's what we always say.
Mm.
Right? We say that?
Yep.
Who's we?
The Royal,
the collective we. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. It'd be great to just throw out like a free red herrings if you won. Like you and your elderly wife go to collect. You're like, what are you going to do with your money? Like, I'm getting surgery to look like her. She's getting surgery to look like me. And then that's your scam. Cost us $800,000. That's what I.
That is the thing with like people that win the lottery. It's like some people are great. Some people are like, come here, I bought a fridge.
I still see that like Instagram post every so often where the guy who he won like $1.5 million on a scratch and win ticket. And so it's a news story in this like little small town. And they're like, for the story, they want to go to the same gas station and recreate it. And he wins like another $500,000 like right there. No, that is the most incredible.
I won again.
Yeah. Okay, you're not gonna believe it.
It was like $300,000 or something the second time.
How do they say no again?
Ner.
What's
up, Dukes?
Yeah, that's an incredible video.
That's gonna be your immediate play if you win, though, is you have to immediately reinvest it in whatever it was that you won your money. So if you win $1.6 million in the 50-50, you go to the next game and you're like, hello, my friends. I'd like $1.6 million. And then suddenly it's $3.2 million. You double your money. 50-50 chance, though. 50-50 chance of doubling your money.
That sounds like an awful idea.
Or they're waiting 6 business days for the Oilers to announce the winner.
Poor lady's just like, I got to go get more printer paper multiple times.
The most demoralizing part of winning that money would be you're holding your $2 million over your head and like Cody Ceci walks by and goes, it's not bad. You son
life,
of a bitch.
Life-changing money. Yeah, it's like 1/8 of Jack Campbell's buyout this summer.
Every 6 weeks. He's like, yeah, it's nice to have.
Yeah, good for you.
A little throw around cash. Good on you.
Do you think they still pick up their checks every 2 weeks?
I think the NHL's direct deposit.
Nice.
One time I saw Boris Mirnov.
But it was checks for a long time.
It was checks for a long time. I saw Boris Mirnov's
paycheck chambers at the Palace Casino.
What?
Yeah, we were playing blackjack and I was like 19, so I was playing dollars or whatever, and he lost all his money, and then he was barely in the bag and just pulled his check out and slapped it on the table, called the pit boss over and said, can you cash this?
Oh my
God. They were like, no, sir, we can't. And I remember, $300,000 Canadian or something. It was wild. He was making like a lot of money. And he's like, and he just stormed off. Like,
tough break.
Wonder why he didn't work out.
He was making like $2 million a year.
You missed the plane.
But it was hand signed. It was like
someone had to sit there every 2 weeks and write the checks.
You ever heard that story about Kirby Puckett? See, you might impressed. I know this.
Yeah.
Some guy was telling a story about getting his first big league paycheck and he's looking at it in his locker and smiling. And Kirby Puckett walked by and goes, oh, that's cool. First check. Yeah. Want me to cash it for you? And pulled out like a wad of hundreds like that thick. The guy was like,
do you know the Ricky Henderson story?
Nope.
He signed a $1 million signing bonus. His very first contract ever. And like a year later, the manager for the team came by and was like, Ricky, man, why haven't you like cashed that check yet? And Ricky's like, well, I framed it. It's in my house. It's in my office. I framed my first check. And the manager goes, Ricky, you take a photocopy of it and then you cash it and you hang the photocopy. You don't actually hang the actual check. So he never, ever cashed his $1 million signing bonus, which was like the biggest... No, not at the time. It was
did he do it after he was told?
Oh, yeah. Well, so they made him.
That's $1 million piece of art?
That's what he thought.
That's
he just hung it. And that was back when like $1 million signing bonuses were huge, like huge, huge money. And the A's were just like, why is this money not coming out? Like, Ricky, what are you doing? Yeah, he just straight up framed it and put it on the wall. Didn't realize you should take a photocopy of it, maybe.
My favorite, Sacramento A's?
Yeah, Sacramento. Oh, I'll talk about that in a second. My favorite old school baseball story is back in the 70s. The Pittsburgh Pirates, they figured out, they're like, holy shit, we have a terrible cocaine problem on our team. Like, the players are, like, doing it in the lock. Like, what is going on here? They eventually figured out the guy they hired to be the mascot was selling cocaine to the players.
No, he's the richest guy on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, we got to get to the bottom of this. And it's like, God damn it, the bird selling.
The bird is the word.
The bird selling him coke in the room. The Sacramento A's, who are... moving from Oakland to Sacramento. And
are they actually?
Yes.
Yeah. For 3 to 4, anywhere from 3 to 5 years while they wait for the stadium in Vegas to get built.
But this is an FU to the fans.
Like So they're doing the reverse, like Edmonton Football Club, Washington Football Team. They're moving to Sacramento and they will have no city identifier. They will they're just the A's.
What a mess.
And their social media allows no comments.
They turn off the comments on everything they post everywhere.
Where does Vegas doesn't even want them?
Nope.
Vegas doesn't want a baseball team?
Not really. They don't want Oakland's piece of shit one from like a bad owner.
Yeah, that
I don't want the Tropicana to be knocked down. It's a beautiful place.
I mean, that's not Trop. Trop's in Tampa.
The hotel?
Coliseum. Come on, Jay.
Tyler, you couldn't be more wrong, bro.
The Tropicana in Vegas
the
is
Tropicana
real.
Hotel.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the baseball field, the Tropicana. I was
like, yeah. Fight him, Jay. Fight him.
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me. I had to jump it.
That's what I thought he meant too. The Tampa Bay Rays field is called Tropicana Park.
So they're going to knock down, Vegas is going to knock down a building.
This is why they're doing it wrong. They're doing it all wrong.
To then build the Vegas A's stadium.
This team plan doesn't work for shit. Why would you just
listen to the rest of you?
Hey, we committed. We committed.
You could be fucking next.
What?
The A's are just, AA stands for assassins. We're going to assassinate your building for ours.
They're just starting to really break the rules. I was like, okay, so you're just going to move to an entirely new city. Yes. With no team moniker. Correct. And to a tiny little building. Yes. For a finite amount
of time. Is this the Mullet Arena?
Yeah. How do they sell this to Sacramento 10,000 people? Like, do you want
to
get.
It's so tough to get to, but that'd be cool for like a Jays Nation trip.
That's the other thing too, is like, it kind of works in Phoenix because like, people will go. Who the fuck's gonna be like, well, summer trip to Sacramento to watch the Tigers?
To go to Sacramento.
Kings games weren't enough.
It's the capital of the
state. I was just gonna say that.
Light the beam.
Is there anybody that's been more screwed than Oakland for sports teams? Like, no. Holy fuck.
Doesn't seem like it.
I think it's going great.
Baltimore's been a little bit fisted as well. I don't know if Oakland well,
have
but.
Nice things. They're
what is wrong with Oakland?
Outside of the stadium. Rude, like protesting against the team than in the stadium.
I went to a game in Oakland in 2017. So this is before everything. And at like the fifth inning, they're like, just a reminder, the last BART will be in 45 minutes. And you're like, the BART doesn't run after the game. They can't guarantee the safety of the patrons.
Did you see what Oakland did? So there's this thing called the last dive bar or something like that. And they make like merch and stuff about the Oakland A's. It's like a fan run kind of thing.
What a
and,
weird idea, AJ.
And I told Juan, I was like, it's like Oilers Nation.
Wait, I'm immediately on their side. Continue.
So they made bracelets saying last dive bar. So people could like show their support. And it's like a fuck you to ownership. That's what a lot of their merch is.
Yeah.
So a handful of Oakland A's players wore them, including Eustury Ruiz, who led the majors in stolen bases last year. Is like one of Oakland's best players. Young, up and coming guy. They sent him to AAA.
Wow.
But not even
cutthroat.
That. They were the ones that designed a lot of the merchandise that Oakland would have. That would be like the cool secondary market stuff, right? Like cool the Oakland idea. A's came to the dive bar and was like, you guys make really cool shit. We sell it out of your place, design some stuff, make it. And they didn't, Oakland didn't pay them for it. Like
really
didn't reimburse them. Nothing
to the fan site,
to this bar that had, and the people that worked on this merchandise. So it's on, a real fucking mess.
Hold on. They went to a bar and said, we like your shit, make more of it and we'll sell it. Then didn't pay them for what
they said, make A's stuff, like make A's stuff for us. Design it. You guys have cool designers. Design it for us. We'll sell it. You sell it. And then didn't reimburse them for any of the work that they did.
And then they got like a letter from Major League Baseball being like, you have to stop using our likeness. Yeah. Like, what?
When you go to games in Oakland and you come off the subway, you like walk this gauntlet of like this overhead concrete overpass, sorry.
No.
And there's so many, so many bootleg merch guys. I'd never seen it before. And they're selling their own t-shirts and their own hats and all sorts of shit.
Damn. Then not going well in Oakland. It's kind of the thing.
So, when do they move? Effective immediately?
Next year, I think. And their owner came out and was
they're going to see this year through after they made that announcement.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How do you sell it to people in Sacramento, though? Like, do you want to get invested for 4 good years?
You want to see the lowest payroll baseball, in the majors maybe, by... Like, $80 million.
Maybe it becomes like a Riverhawks type of atmosphere where it's just like, you know, it's the cool thing to do. Like go play in a small, like watch a major league city or sorry, a major league team play in a small barn. Like that's for a couple of years. That's okay. Yeah. But 3 years, that's going to lose its luster after like 1.5.
But their owner came out and did his little like press conference day in Sacramento. He's like, this is such a unique thing. It's an intimate environment for baseball fans to come watch some of the best players in the world. You can come here and watch Aaron Judge hit a home run like from close up. And everyone's like, dude, you own the A's. Why are you talking about like the A's losing and giving up home runs to Aaron Judge is like your main selling feature. Like
you flip and try to market yourself to the fans, the opposition.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come here and like, watch us get your hair blown out.
Planet Trip to Sacramento. Think about all the cool players you can see from the other teams that come and play us.
Do you want to watch your home team at home where you're only 50-50 or do you want to come to Sacramento and get absolutely shelled?
No difference than when we went to Mullet Arena. It was 65% of Oilers fans in there.
Yeah, oh, that is fair. But yes. All right. We do need to quickly step aside for a break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Real Life Podcast delivered by DoorDash. 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. When you go to the App Store, download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Oh, happy birthday. Belated birthday, BM.
Thank you.
Happy birthday yesterday.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
Well done.
I had nothing to do with it.
What'd you get?
The byproduct of it.
A five nothing loss?
That and also a kick to the pills in the old bankroll.
Oh.
You know?
You went heavy on that game
last night?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't go heavy at all. But like, you know, a Connor anytime goal would have been nice. But none goals is not nice.
It's boring. I don't want to talk about that. What'd you get for your birthday?
I got some clothes, a lot of candy, a lot of candy.
Nice.
I've got candy reserves at my house for at least a weekend.
Of the weed kind.
No, sour dinosaurs, like legit candy.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, they're the best. Okay.
What is the greatest birthday you can recall?
McDonald's, orange pop in the thing, 4 hours in the play place.
Is this that is nice, 26? But like now, why do McDonald's all look like prisons now?
Great point.
Dude, they're disgusting. I don't even know why the hell I was in the McDonald's the other day. It was like a week and a half
for
ago.
For McDonald's?
No, I wasn't getting McDonald's. I had to wash my hands and I was like in call. No, like I had, there was something wrong with the truck.
I needed a bath.
I need to go to the washroom. So I went to the washroom in the McDonald's in Collingwood. I wasn't getting the food, but I had to go wash my hands. I had shit all over my hands from my truck. It had like, doesn't matter.
Clip that.
These kids playing in the play place were walking into the bathroom with like just their socks on.
Yeah.
And like, I went and looked at the play place and it was a fucking prison. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Is not the way I remember it.
So I find it hard to just walk into McDonald's and not get anything.
I do too. Like, not even a coffee or anything. Some pump.
No, I didn't.
I also get guilt if I'm going to an establishment and using their bathroom. I feel like I got to pay my dues.
One Filet-O-Fish sauce, please.
I had a Filet-O-Fish. 70,
75 17 cents. There you are. Now I've used the toilet.
No.
Do you know you can buy socks at McDonald's? You can buy a pair of socks.
Socks?
Right? Yeah. For the play place.
You can get ice, really? Bags of ice too, hey?
Is that true?
Yeah.
One bags of ice?
You get bags of ice for $1.50.
Like 15 pairs of socks at 2
If you drive up to a McDonald's drive-thru and you say, I'd like 2 bags of ice, they will give you full bags of ice from their ice machine for $1.50 a bag.
I went to an amazing life. You could resell that at a higher price. Damn totally. Near. Start up your own ice store.
Well, I went to an Arby's once and did that.
What?
I was going through an Arby's drive-thru. I was on my way to Slow Pitch and I was just getting dinner.
me and boys roll up, and they had signs, like little signs, thing being like, get your ice here. We get to the front, we go to pay. And I was like, you guys actually sell ice? And she was like, yeah, you want some? I was like, yeah, sure. I was saying it was like $2.25 for like a big ass
super cheap.
And they gave you a big bag too.
I got to test this.
Right. Yeah.
No, go
do it. You just fall out of the truck in a bed of ice, hey? I just spent $6.
That Arby's has no more ice. I bought it dead out.
Bottom of ice.
Yeah.
For the next hour.
So did you book any tee times to that golf course we were talking about the other day?
No, I went on. It was like the tee times are opening up at this moment on this day. And I went on there and they were already all gone.
Can we have some context, please?
So the other day we were sitting here doing the podcast on Monday. You guys weren't here. It was just the three of us.
Yeah. Surprised you showed up.
We talked about the Blue Jays and their starter who was going to be the first pitcher. It was his very first start. And we were happy about it. And he got no hit to a 10-0 game. So that was not great. Yeah, no, not great. But in that conversation, while we were talking about it, Tyler was looking at tee times.
Oh, weird. He's doing something while he's on the show.
And he said, look, can you guys believe that this place said it was tee time? But it was also April Fool's Day. So we had to do some reconnaissance. We had to
fooled?
We did not. It was real deal, Holyfield. No, they were just going to start. They were going to start taking tee times. They were going to open up.
When are they opening?
Sunday. But they're sold out of tee times until
I want to golf
Wednesday.
You know what the new move is for April Fool's? I've been thinking about this. The reverse. So you pull a reverse on them.
You tell somebody the truth that you didn't want to tell them?
Say something grandiose that you want everyone to think.
All these stupid brands are like, wouldn't it be so funny if Volvos came with a lemon or some bullshit? Actually do it. And then people be like, oh, I thought it was an April Fool's Day joke. You're like, no, we did it. Like, we gave away whatever the fuck. Or Oodle Noodle actually, blah, blah, blah. Or Others Nation. Do the stupid thing.
Saying.
Rather than being like, ha, isn't that funny? Like, actually see it through. And then be
buy one hot tub, get a hot tub free.
Exactly. We did BOGO. Two people took us up on it. The guy walks in. He's like, I thought it was an April Fool's Day joke. They actually gave me a free hot tub.
Because, like, let's be honest. At a hot tub store, how many hot tubs do you think they sell a day?
They're mostly friends for organized.
Probably.
What?
Like a mattress store. How many mattresses really?
So you're telling me that spot. Okay, it makes sense now.
They're like, oh, we sold an extra one. Well, wink.
I don't know, man. There's that manufacturing company just outside in Thorsby, and every day they are making lots of hot tubs.
But then the fake hot tub worldwide sales reported are like 10x the real units. It's just like...
That is a good point.
I would like to know how many hot tubs they sell a day. I need to know.
But also, like...
One store.
What's the markup?
Huge,
right?
So they're like 10
if you move one a week, are you good?
No,
let's just put it this way.
Sell, I bet you the markups is 100%
markup. Global so hot tub market as of 2022
go on
is estimated to be $298 million USD.
That seems
what
low.
That seems low
worldwide.
If you run a hot tub business,
backyardcanada.ca is not the place to find this information.
Who wrote this? The hot tub haters?
Or is that what it could be?
I'll bet you it caught. I think that it's more than 100% because I think that, like, what does an average hot tub cost? $12,000? $10,000?
Around there, yeah.
Okay. If you ever open up the skirting.
Are they really $12,000?
They're fucking so expensive, yeah, dude. They're plumbing pipes. They're two jets. They're two, like, pumps. Bunch of jets. Just a hollow plastic layer.
That costs a lot of money to make.
And then the facade. And then a bunch of spray foam inside. I'm thinking that's like $25,000 to $3,000 max.
If you run a hot tub business in Edmonton, send us some details anonymously.
Yes.
And if you're willing to sell me a hot tub at cost, I will give you personal advertising on my social media for the rest of my life. I'll enter in a lifetime contract with you.
Do you want to know about my hot tub, your M-check? The Oilers Nation hot tub?
Sure.
That came from our dear good friends in the hot tub industry?
My family wants a hot tub. And you know what? There's just certain luxuries and things that I look at that I'm like, if you want to have a hot bath, go upstairs into the bathtub that I installed. Beautiful.
I like
tile
the social element of it.
So do I, but I don't actually, it's like,
if you invite your neighbor to have a
personally,
bath,
I don't like,
you know, this Tyler, anytime we check into a hotel, I always ask if the boys can fit in the tub together.
Yeah. And I also like, there's something again, not a lot of seasons in Edmonton where it's particularly enjoyable to be outside, but those windows where it's like,
every season.
Even perfect, in the winter, a hot tub.
Yeah,
great.
You're right. But like perfect hot tub in temp. Being outside, Chalmers. Yes. Oh.
All right. Keeping it 100.
I found new numbers. Oh. The global hot tub market, according to MordorIntelligence.com.
Oh, sounds legit.
Sounds smart.
$5.66 billion in 2024. 2029, they estimate that it will rise to $6.68 billion. Largest market for hot tub sales, North America. Fastest growing market, Asia Pacific.
So I would also that means add, like, average human spends 70, 80 cents on a hot tub.
Go fund that.
What? I don't even know where to begin with that.
Population of the world.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to listen.
If we're talking about markups.
On average, they spend.
So according to your market research, everyone in the world gets a 78 cent hot tub. That's how the industry works.
Yes.
So it takes. So how many 78 cents does it take to get one hot tub? That's how many people don't have a hot tub to the one person that does?
It would probably be about 12,000 people.
Well, it's more because. It's not a dollar.
They discontinued the RH. Just kidding. Did you know this?
I am not good at math. Yeah. Kate, listen.
I was going to 10,000.
I'm
going to
keep it legit 100 here. And that is, I don't really enjoy hot tubs. There's the best hot tubs. Let's go top five hot tubs.
You're telling me when we were at the JPL in January, we wrapped up our games on the ice and we grabbed a pop and went into the tub. You weren't having a good time?
I liked it for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The initial sitting down, looking around, socializing for 10 minutes is good. Then my body gets too hot. Okay. Now I've got a decision to make. Yeah. Well, here we go, Jay. Got a decision to make.
I get like you. Don't worry.
Yep. I suffer from what we like to call Dunlap disease, where my belly Dunlap over my belt. And so I don't really like to sit outside of said hot tub very much. So people can just sit there and stare at my body. Okay. So now I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, listen, if I stay down in the hot tub, I'm just going to burn up, or I get up and I feel uncomfortable and I sit there. Now, upper half freezing, lower half boiling. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, then you do the reverse.
Yeah. Right. You do a headstand.
It doesn't lap over your chin.
You do a headstand with your bathing suit out in the air and your legs just like this.
3 minutes and do a handstand in the tub.
Then flip it.
So it is hot tubs for me are every minute is the law of diminishing returns. So I get in first 5 minutes. Amazing. The rest of the time after skiing, I love a good hot tub, but after about 5 to 10 minutes, I start to feel the energy vacuum. That is the hot tub sucking the energy out of me. Right. And I you start to get so relaxed that you're nodding off and I just can't afford that type of thing.
Then, you know, then when you get out,
that's when the crow attacks. When fresh I'm nodding off.
Yeah. So
you just got up from a nap.
The other night. Haven't been in a hot tub in a long time.
You should do this, and then you should jump in the cold and
do the Who is this cold? So the other night, I'm over at a friend's house. It's a Friday night. We're talking about stuff to do in his house and like just a bunch of different stuff. And we start having a couple beers and he goes, hey, let's get in the hot tub. It's an impromptu tub. One of my favorite tubs.
Love it.
But after 5 minutes, I was like, now we're just sitting here, like having a beer, looking at each other and being like, okay, so we're in a tub and we're just sitting here.
What? So you made more money, more problems. Hey,
you mean it killed the vibe?
Well, everybody got tired. It tires you out.
I love a tub.
So I'm just not a fan. So I can't imagine spending all that money to put one in my backyard when we have a perfectly good bathtub upstairs with perfectly good hot water tank in the basement that can perfectly good heat up that water, put it into the tub, and have a soak.
If you invite your neighbors over for a hot tub, you're a hero. If you invite them over to join you in the bath, you're going to jail. That's the difference in a hot tub.
Why don't you come have a shower with me?
Yeah. Hey, neighbor's wife, why don't you just come upstairs and watch me?
I can hang out with my neighbors and my friends at my house without a tub. We can play crib. We can play cornhole.
How about this, Chalmers? I just Googled average cost of tubs in Canada. What I've got is anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 for the cost of the tub. And then the average cost to run a tub, $500 to $1,000 annually is the estimate for Canada.
That is super low. $500 to $1,000 annually?
Yeah, always be keeping that water at a rumbling
per
boil.
Per year? That's low. That can't make any sense.
I was going to say, I think a big part of the way these places stay in business, you know, you always got to add like those cleaning salts and shit like that to them. I would imagine the markup on those is just bananas.
Does anybody add in the permit cost? You need to have a hot tub permit in the city. Did you know that?
What are you, a communist?
I'm just saying.
Are you a cop?
What are you, I'm a not permit a cop. Cop?
I just am somebody who deals with the permit situation a lot. Like a lot. And so like you have to have a permit for a hot tub. And the electrical is not cheap to run.
couple of years ago when I was moving and looking at houses, a few of the older homes in St. Albert, hot tubs in the basement. That seems fucked up.
Indoors?
Yeah. That's a little weird.
Okay, my buddy just got a hot tub and he splurged on it. So like 12,000, we're talking like maybe double. He is on vacation. He calls me and he's like, dude, I need you to go to my house because my hot tub is like, I'm getting alerts on my phone that it's not reaching temperature. And I'm like, I don't know what you two are laughing at right now. What are you laughing at?
I'm like whistling the price of the hot tub.
It's expensive. It's not my hot tub. I didn't pay for it.
He's like knocked back by it.
So he's like, it must be leaking. It's been 9 days. There's a leak somewhere, but the water's evaporating because it's sunny out. Anyways, I turn on the jets. I do a bunch of, it's leaking from the union that goes into the pump. So I tighten it, hand tighten it, fill it up. I go, okay, I think we saved your hot tub. It's about to freeze. Like it's going to freeze. We saved the hot tub. Like 4 weeks later, finally gets a service person out there. They tighten it. Okay. Uh-huh. Dude then goes away another 3 weeks later. And this is just like a week ago. He's away for a week. He calls me again. He's like, there is something wrong with my hot tub again. Could you please go check it? I check it. Same union, still leaking. How can you ever trust this shit? Like, how can you ever trust the hot tub if that kind of stuff keeps happening?
In that particular instance.
How many people need to tighten this fucking thing?
Maybe there's a, yeah, maybe.
So thank God for Wi-Fi on a hot tub though. So if you're going to spend it, spend it. Get the Wi-Fi. Because he almost legit.
Wrote it off.
Because he has the Wi-Fi going to us. Just like your house. If your furnace stops working, you get an alert.
You do?
I do. If you have Nest or an Ecobee or something like that. You have a smart thermostat, won't you?
Not me.
Oh, I have one of those.
Well, your house is going to freeze up one day.
Probably. You got me freaked out enough about my damn filter and my damn outside hose and hose bin.
Is everybody going through the spring maintenance at your house? I've got a sump pump in my backyard in the far corner because God knows there's a lot of people's stuff that goes, all their water goes right into this one corner.
Before we get to Chalmers spring home advice, we should tell you it's presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Aerial Park opens up on May 31st. Rainbow Valley Campground opens up on May 15th. Online bookings, rainbow-valley.com. Family fun all summer long. Great venue for personal matters. It's actually, now that we've seen a few, it's probably top of the list. Hashtag sponsor wedding 2025.
Oh my God.
Could go anywhere.
This guy's unbelievable.
How many in your party, sir?
For what?
For the wedding?
For the personal matter.
Like how many people are we inviting?
Projected.
Like 175.
Golly. I gotta clip this from BLTN for you. There are people leaving me voicemails guessing who from the office is going to get invited and who is not. Oh, and they're outstanding.
That is great.
Because they work through the logic of why they think you will invite people and why they think you will not. And it's so funny.
That will be funny.
I'd like to put a calendar next to all the rest of the calendars out there. And all it says is mentions of the wedding. And it'll be Monday, Thursday. And I'd like to see if we can go up until the day you get married on a Monday or Wednesday without talking about or mentioning your wedding.
Hashtag sponsor wedding 2025.
This guy.
Don't hate the player, Chalmers.
Oh, I don't. I think it's great.
The vows will be sponsored by Star Mechanical.
Oh, I know.
Would you get married at the pork rendering plant?
Dude, your jacket, your suit jacket should look like a NASCAR outfit.
Yeah.
God, I should be sick.
Did you see these guys? Okay, fucking idiots. They had like a golf theme wedding. Can't imagine the wife was too on board with this.
Chips at the ring.
Dude, putts.
Takes like 5 hours to do it.
Fuck. It's like time for the ring bearer. And instead of just getting somebody to like walk the ring up, guy number one puts it to guy number two who puts it on a piece of grass and then chips it to like the groom. And you're just like, good Lord.
Yeah, that sucks.
See, I like the ones where instead of like a kid throwing out flowers or whatever, they've got a guy walking with beers and hands them out as they walk down.
I've seen that guy.
Yeah, it's good. That's good add into it.
I saw a TikTok the other day that is a app that allows people coming to your wedding to sign up on there, make a deposit and bet. You can set. So like I would for my wedding.
Bet on the divorce?
I'd set lines of things or like things that are going to or could happen at the wedding and then. That pays everybody.
Ceremony
out.
Under 30 minutes max.
And you're the house. So if like the house wins, it goes. To
if I like could give you one fund. Word of advice mm-hmm. when you go don't and register that. For your gifts.
No. Say just cash.
No. register for, don't look at that $1,000 lawnmower and think, ah, nobody's going to buy me that. I'm not going to register for that. Do it. Because three or four people may go in on it, or you might get that real rich uncle who just goes, fuck it. It's a kid's wedding. I'm going to get him that $1,000 lawnmower.
This only happens like two or three times.
Totes.
We had a family member give
only $1,000 gifts on your
register. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Because then I think that increases the likelihood you get cash.
Yes.
Amber and I have lived together for like almost 5 years now. Like we have it. We don't need.
Do you have a bread maker?
Don't you want to just, Kate, JR?
$1,000 bread maker? It's got three speeds.
JR, let's get weird here. Don't you just want to get married just to get that money?
To Chalmers?
No, not to me. To your lady. Dude, I mean, if for any thing else, like just get that money. Bread. Dude.
And now we're older, so that the cash size.
Back in the day, I would have given you 50. Today, I'd probably give you like 250. Like I'm telling you, dude, wait, that Sunday. That Sunday.
Chalmers good for 250.
Oh, I don't think you're the level of friendship that I have with JR. You're around a $75 guy.
Yeah, it could be a lucrative.
Chalmers could be a lucrative.
No, but Chalmers just listen. That Sunday when you're hung and you just had the best weekend of your life and you're hung, but you're hung over too, and you're just opening up envelopes of quiche. It is one of the, and people are just like making you breakfast and it's still your weekend.
You got to spend like $40,000 on the wedding.
You do?
You? I think you're going to come up 40 grand and then get all your gifts.
Who else is going to pay for this?
Your parents?
You're figuring it out.
Your Amber's dad?
Her parents? Tell them to fucking get together and talk it out.
Life do you think I live?
This is a you guys problem.
I'm not like from the royal family. I have to pay for this wedding.
Parents,
you are going to
as a parent,
you're going to find a way not to pay for it.
Well, that's if my parents were paying for the wedding or if her parents were paying for the wedding, I wouldn't be doing hashtag sponsor wedding 2025.
I think it's time that you have a real honest conversation with the parents. And you say, hey, look, had kids, there's two things you knew you were going to have to pay for. Okay.
Braces?
Two things that you knew were going to be expensive. I know you paid for hockey. I know you paid. It was school and a wedding. So where's that? Let's go.
Or I say, listen, I'm a real catch. And if I don't get 30 grand, I'm fucking out of here.
It's called a dowry.
Yeah. Also, your wedding should not cost 30 grand. If your wedding costs 30 grand, you're a fucking insane person.
I think you're incredibly out to lunch on how much.
I don't remember how much ours cost. I can't even remember.
Dude, you have to buy food for people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like the cheaper.
Maybe disrupt the model.
Mm.
BYO food.
Yeah, all right, everyone, you can bring up your sandwiches now.
Yeah, maybe wedding have a menu with prices associated with it.
Again, 175 people potentially. If I had to pay $70 a plate for these people to eat at a thing, that's 12 grand on food, Chalmers.
Yep, totally.
What are you serving?
And then booze. So caviar. Do a toonie bar. Nobody gets mad at a toonie bar.
Nobody gets
open
mad.
Open bar, everybody loves. Full price bar, everybody hates.
Okay.
Toonie bar.
So at all these venues I'm looking at.
They want to supply the alcohol? Fuck them.
No, you can bring your own alcohol, but then they charge per head a corkage. And it's anywhere for most of these places from.
You don't have a venue hookup? Yeah, and all the years you've been alive and you've been doing these things, you don't have like a place that you that somebody will.
You want to do it at my house?
The Reman Center.
They're charging $20 a head for every adult.
That's insane.
Plus a tip on top of that.
Nope.
But do you want to start coming to these things with me?
Not every adult drinks.
You can have it in the old Aldo Edmonton Center.
Here's the thing.
You probably still come out ahead though.
I think what they've,
but then you have to go,
and then you get the tune.
But then you have to buy your booze. So if you run a liquor store or a booze company, hit me up. Hashtag sponsor wedding 2025. And I'd love to get a hookup there,
or
a maybe.
Venue, or just a large, if or if you're the venue
who's sponsoring this particular segment right now.
Do you have a tent that Tyler can get married in?
You know, like Canada large Long tent. Weekend, how like Liquor Depot will have all their stuff on sale. Just go stock up, buy a box here, a box there.
That's straight up what my sister and my now brother-in-law did for their wedding. It'd be like this liquor store is having a case lot sale. And they would just like, or sometimes I'd go hop into them because like it'd be limit two per person and just roll in there.
Nobody
like
cares what kind of wine is on the table either. So don't.
I do. No, it'll be garbage. It'll be pissing about.
Your M-check, if you're
copper moon it up and just take the label off. Here you do what you do. Take the label off, soak them, and then put Tyler Amber labels on them. Now it's just like, well, it doesn't matter. It's wine. Right, wine is wine. And you know what wine is for on the tables? It's for that fucking terrible period of the speeches where you can't get up and go get a drink and you need one. Yeah. You drink the wine.
That's that. 42 minutes is Chalmers hell.
Yeah, it's the worst. So make the speeches tight.
That reminds me of RIP.
Funny as fuck.
RIP Chris the intern's wedding, where we had that. They announced that there was going to be the bar closing for a little while they did the speeches. So the nation table went out and basically cleared them out. And they brought the photographer over and he just went, I'm not taking a picture of this table. No. Because it was just beers everywhere.
Yeah.
It was great.
If you're willing to roll your ankle while walking down the aisle, ooh, you'll get a really good discount.
Yeah. Diamond and Diamond will be there for you.
Amber just needs to be willing to break her own ankle on her wedding day.
Or Nancy Kerrigan, you
20% off.
Tear my ACL walking down.
That's right. Diamond and Diamond will be there for you. Jim Tan Lawyer.
Yeah. The venue is a big one. I think it's because, like, obviously there's no shortage of weddings. It's not like they have, there's a huge market for this thing. So they know that they can charge
four times.
But man, back in the day, you just go get off
50% off.
But nobody wants to do it at a hall. I mean, that's lame.
We're debating
right?
it though, just because
water,
like,
park?
No, I know. But see, a hall's like, I've had a good hall party. It's fucking killer.
Yeah.
You know what you should do?
Santa Maria at the mall.
You know these places like Clymont?
It's very awkward.
Like Clymont or like the Blueberry, like there's like these places like the Blueberry Hall, which are like out on like Graminia Road out by Devon,
okay,
where you can put campers and people can stay overnight.
But people don't want to do that.
Oh, I do. And you have a baseball field there. So you straight up about 7 o'clock, you get out of your, you go play some softball.
Have a home run derby.
Play a little jackpot mid-wedding. Come on.
I don't want to do that because, like, I know my friends and family aren't campers.
Yeah.
I'm not. And if you do it there, the people who don't camp, it's like, oh, someone has to stay sober because you can't get an Uber 45 minutes out of Edmonton.
That's a good point. Yep.
Get married in an island in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
That'd be hand over hand rope all your guests one by one in a rowboat.
Gorgeous. Well, I know that his decision making for who's going to be invited from this office is going to get a whole lot funner, more fun. If you're already trying to figure out how to cut costs and you haven't even seen the total bill yet.
It's going to be great. Oh,
I can't wait until this thing goes from 220 to 170 so fast. And you're having to make some real tough decisions.
Oh, the list from here is super tight though.
What's the total people so far
from this office?
No, from in total.
We were at 190 and it's down now to 175 already.
Oh, she'll be 150 in no time. No.
Easy.
Oh yeah.
Why are you saying that laughingly?
Because I get calls. So
then why do they even make the original 190? It was so easy to cut them.
Long story. But okay. I get calls from Amber being like, this person doesn't have to come, and I have the biggest grin on my face. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Drama.
I want it. I want that smoke.
The nation office.
Dude, I'm going to tell you one thing. Another piece of advice. That fucking day is going to go by so fast. Enjoy this part.
Right, every now, planning with us.
Every single thing you
this
do with
podcast?
Her. When you're sitting there and you're fighting with her over
you're the
a
one
couple,
who tells me to shut the fuck up about it.
No, like no, no. Dude, that's a shtick. I love talking about it. I remember looking at Aaron when we were fighting over it and just being like, I fucking love this. This is the best. Remember that shit. It's the best. This is the best part. And like when they go and pick flowers and they're so happy about it, you're like, oh, I'm good for about a week. She's going to be so happy.
She told me it's her birthday today. I was like, do I have to get you anything or is the ring good? She's like, ring's good. I was like, hell yeah.
You are on easy street for about a year.
Hey, you still relax. Go buy something.
I did.
No, you
did.
Don't.
Okay, you can't put that on her.
That's a weird question.
You put her though. In that position. Of course she's going to. Oh, Tyler.
I say for nation staff going, we have some kind of draft event.
Ooh.
Where you have to stand at a podium of some kind and draft.
Screwing each other over on bills might be how they mate. This might be foreplay. I don't know.
So I was like, I don't have to get you anything. She's like, no. And she's like, can we still go out for dinner for my birthday? And I was like, oh no, I have a beer league playoff game at 6:30 tonight. I was like, we can't go out for dinner. Right, she's locked in. What's she going to do? Leave?
Yeah, exactly.
She's still pulling.
And this is when it starts, Amber.
So you actually have a playoff game? Yeah.
No, I actually do.
All right.
Well, I can't miss it. We're facing elimination.
Hashtag wedding 2025.
So are you, homeboy.
Guys, should we take Amber out for dinner?
May as well.
She's a season ticket holder. She doesn't want to miss the game.
Oh, my God.
We need to get a better hashtag. That could be anybody's wedding.
No, it'd be only Tyler's wedding.
Sponsor wedding 2025?
Tamber. Hashtag Tamber wedding 2025.
Tamber.
Tamber. That's what I'm going to call you two from now on. Tamber.
Ambler.
No, it's Tamber. Yeah. I mean,
but you're only taking, you're using her whole name and just one letter from him.
You know what?
Fuck Tyler. Tamber it is.
Amber M. Chuck?
Timber then?
Amber,
I mean,
yeah, Timber.
Amber M. Chuck?
Amber Chuck.
Yeah.
You taking her last name?
Fully hyphenated.
Jay-Z did.
The longest last name ever, if that's hyphenated.
What's her last name? Jinx.
I don't want to share it.
Oh my God.
Is it Nugent Hopkins? I only know it as her Instagram handle, which is a play on her last name.
Yeah, and then it's add four more. It's Lautischer.
Chuck.
So it's longer than your M Chuck. She's saving a letter.
I'd like the hyphenated, I think.
Is that how you pitched marriage? You'll save a letter. Think about it.
Elbow to elbow on the jersey.
Yeah.
Over the course of your lifetime, not having an extra letter in your last name, you'll save minutes signing your name.
Yeah, she's like, I'm in. That sounds like a good investment play. Think of all the time. All right, well.
Started practicing her new signature yet?
No, she hasn't. She's excited to change.
I really like handwriting. I used to love, your M Chuck's a nice one to handwrite. I used to love doing J's. So Y's are pretty close to that. I don't know why I used to love handwriting J's.
Was this when you were on death row?
Do you still write in cursive?
Yes, I do actually.
I have terrible handwriting.
I have a weird mix. Sometimes I write in all caps.
Is terrible.
All caps because it's like quick and that's what my hand knows. But when I'm really in a rush, yeah, I write in cursive. It's weird.
My printing turns into
my kids cursive? Can't read it.
Yes, it all connects.
Yeah, terrible handwriter though. Wonderful penmanship, I will say for myself. My printing is excellent.
When I first saw your handwriting, I didn't think it was yours.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I was like, who is this?
Yeah. It looks right.
That was
like
a long one. I got to get going.
Yeah, it's almost an
hour. I got a meeting.
Hour 10. Shit. All right. Good episode, guys. Shout out to DoorDash, Snow Valley Aerial Park, Rainbow Valley Campground, and our friends at Bet99. We'll be back on Monday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.